This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live, and welcome to the program. You, as always, are free to take control of the airwaves here. Bring up whatever is on your mind. The number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
I am Groot.
And I am Mark.
We are going to talk about the right to party, which I'm sorry to say,
the Beastie Boys fought for that.
People these days are not fighting for
it. I actually... We were talking about this pre-show, and no, the Beastie Boys did not, contrary to popular opinion, fight for your right to party. They did, however, write a song saying that you gotta fight for your right to party.
They're right.
And apparently people have failed at doing so, and the right to party has now been infringed upon.
At least in some places. We have done a good job here, I believe, in Keene, New Hampshire, where we're doing the show. We were out last night.
We were just partying last night.
That's correct. We were throwing a party, as we've now done for, I believe, 25 weeks in a row.
25 weeks.
And that was begun when His Excellency, the incumbent governor here,
Governor Sununu,
put out an order saying, you shall not gather together with other human beings. That happened earlier this year. So we decided we were going to go ahead and gather in public. Not some, college party hiding in the shadows or whatever, which there's a story about colleges cracking down, and that's been happening. But so not just that, but just right out there in front in downtown Keene, we've been having a great time at it, meeting new people every night. There was corrections officer who came out and hung out with us for at least an hour and a half, I think,
last night.
Getting
to know the new clients.
he's prospecting.
It was great. He was really cool. And so we've met all kinds of people from the area that have come through, and it's been great. But unfortunately, in some places, you might go to jail for doing something like that. In Los Angeles, the AP reporting that TikTok celebrities Bryce Hall and Blake Gray are facing
TikTok
charges.
Celebrities. Like, there's got to be an air quotes. Right? Come on.
Laugh it up, buddy. I don't know who these guys are, but I bet if you go on their TikTok profiles, they probably have more followers than we have listeners.
Yeah, well, I somehow it doesn't hurt me.
Oh, I don't think it's supposed to hurt you. I'm just pointing out, in this new media age, it doesn't take a whole lot to get to apparently 100,000 or a million followers or whatever. You just make some dumb 15-second videos, and you're a celebrity.
Once you, it's when you get the followers on the platform, they're still the platform's customers, not yours.
That's true. Yeah, you don't own
them. You're a content generator for this platform.
Correct.
In some cases, you're paid, but in some cases, you're not. We had, 19 million views on a post? We had post views per week on Facebook some years ago.
What did it measure up to?
What do we get?
Yeah.
Zero.
Uh-huh.
Nothing. We absolutely got nothing.
Right.
And that's the point.
You got the prestige.
Right. Yeah.
Well, it looks like something.
They didn't even send me a plaque to put on my wall. I don't know if they had to hit 20 million post views in a week to get the plaque, but we didn't get one.
Well, it appears that you got something. It appears as though you got attention, but that wasn't parlayed into anything useful.
It didn't even turn into downloads for the show.
You didn't notice any noticeable difference in downloads around that time frame.
Right,
and you watch these things.
Yeah, I would appreciate downloads, and I certainly didn't get them. So,
but that said, they have people that watch their stuff, and they also threw parties allegedly in Hollywood Hills, despite the city's ban on large gatherings during the coronavirus pandemic. The Los Angeles City Attorney's Office have filed misdemeanor charges against both men.
They still file misdemeanor charges? I wouldn't even think that you could get a prosecutor to take that kind of time.
Well,
there's so many felonies going on.
Are there? I imagine there are, but regardless, they've got to send a message here, Mark.
You don't send a message with a misdemeanor.
Yeah, I think you do. I think your typical person probably doesn't want to spend a year in jail, and that is usually the penalty.
Would surprise me. I assume these are younger people. It would surprise me if they really know the difference between a misdemeanor and a felony.
Well, I would hope that young people know the difference, but either way, jail's a scary place,
yeah.
Especially in California. You know, I'm sure they don't have the keen spiritual retreat like we do here, where the jail's actually run by somewhat decent people, it seems like, all things considered.
I mean, the threat of the state is very real, regardless of the level of which they're filing against you, right? Whether it's misdemeanor or felony. The threat of the state and their violence, the threat that if you don't comply with whatever hoops they want you to jump through and, you know, whatever sort of dance they want you to do, if you don't comply, is very real. They will show up with men who want to throw you in a cage if you don't comply, and if you resist them, and those men do purport the authority to end your life.
Right, and I mean, here you can see the sort of the arbitrariness and capriciousness of the state on display, in so much as in California, if you have a house party, we'll file misdemeanor charges against you.
Because COVID.
But if you do it in, you know, pretty much any place else in the United States.
Nebraska.
Oh, I wouldn't. That's not legal advice.
No,
they've been cracking down on parties in New York, from what I understand, too.
Yeah, well, it's admittedly, it's New York.
Yeah.
Yeah, you pick your state, but I'll bet you I can pick, just by the charge, I bet you can tell you the state in a lot of cases, or at least get you in within three states, meaning New York, Illinois, California, New Jersey.
Terrible news from Jersey. Yeah,
there's some awful places out there.
So, in this case, the two TikTokers who have millions of followers, according to the story, share a home and allegedly held two parties less than a week apart.
Oh, my gosh.
City
what
attorney
heathens?
Mike Fuhrer says he's not aware of any...
Is it the Fuhrer?
I'm sorry, what?
It's spelled F-E-U-E-R. Fuhrer.
Are you sure it's Mike and not mine?
Yeah. Fuhrer. Said he's not aware of any COVID-19 cases that have been linked to the August 8th and 9th, or rather 14th house
party. What difference does that make?
But the two-week period for symptoms to appear has not passed. Los Angeles police responded to both parties, which featured several hundred guests, and issued citations. Quote, if you have a combined 19 million followers on TikTok in the middle of a public health crisis, you should be modeling great behavior, best practices for all of us, rather than brazenly violating the law and posting videos about it, the prosecutor said.
What was that basketball player that's like, I'm not your hero? I can't remember what his name was.
Ooh, anyway. I don't know. That's a good question. That's a good point, though.
Yeah.
Hall and Gray are accused of violating the city's pandemic health order and party house ordinance. Penalties include a year in jail and up to $2,000 in fines.
They have a party house ordinance.
Sure.
Charles Barkley was his name.
A lot of places have that. I remember when I was in Florida, there was an ordinance, I think, called open house party that they could charge you with. So you could have a party at your home. It just wasn't allowed to be a, quote, open house party. And I'm not sure exactly what the definition of that means. Does that mean the front door is open at all times? People can kind of come and go without, like, a bouncer or a passcode? I don't know, but that was a law.
That sounds to me like they're just limiting the number of people that can come in if you're trying to sell the place and having an open house.
Yeah. So the mayor last week authorized the city to shut off water and power to the home. Despite several warnings, this house has turned into a nightclub in the hills, the mayor said.
That is a war crime.
Oh, my God. When you say, oh, yeah, shutting off water and power, I mean, but that just goes to show you the level of control that these government goons are willing to exercise.
Yeah, this is the reason you don't want the municipality controlling power and water.
Mm-hmm. If you want to comment here, you're welcome to join us. Maybe you think these parties should be cracked down upon. We'd love to hear from you. The number is 855-450-FREE. The mayor says that with bars closed, large house parties can become super spreaders of COVID-19.
Not that we have any evidence that happened.
Right.
But we're upset.
Or that we have any real evidence that COVID-19 is in any significant way a danger to most people. Because it's not.
It could be, and it could happen.
Garcetti's action followed an August 3rd party at a different home where hundreds of people gathered without masks or social distancing.
I'm curious if the cops who were dispatched to these parties wore masks as they were writing these citations.
That's a good question. I suspect, I mean, from some of the video I've seen coming out of California, they do wear masks.
I should hope when they arrive that somebody offered them a drink.
Thankfully, here, we don't see that happening. We don't see the officers here in Keene wearing masks.
No, sure don't.
I haven't seen that, thank goodness. The toll-free, and rumor has it, some number of them are vehemently against the masks.
Whoa.
Now, that may be because they're police and they want to easily identify people, but regardless, I share that particular
belief.
Surprising. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Join us here. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now, with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you receive the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then, install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
News from news.bitcoin.com. U.S. Postal Service files a patent for new blockchain voting method. Warren Buffett changes his opinion on gold. Maybe Bitcoin is next. $6 billion Akon cryptocurrency city underway. Former Prudential CEO says now's the time to buy Bitcoin. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies. Getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com. Subscribe to Bitcoin.com's YouTube channel, too.
There, the rescue dog had very flaky skin, dropping a lot of fur, and the vet wanted to do steroid injections. That was at a dead end.
DinoVite.com.
Probably 6 weeks after we started using DinoVite, no more flaky skin. He doesn't scratch and itch. He was awesome.
You get some DinoVite, how happy your dog will be.
Every rescue dog in America deserves DinoVite for 90 days.
DinoVite.com.
Divi's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divi's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DiviProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DiviProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DiviProject.org. DiviProject.org.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Toll free number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. couple guys threw some parties in Hollywood Hills in California, and now they're facing up to a year in jail, up to $2,000 fines for misdemeanor charges for violating the COVID rules amongst this alleged pandemic.
$2,000 or a year in jail, I assume, per
I think it may
offense.
Be both. It could be both.
So but, may, but per offense as well.
Correct.
Right?
Yeah. So if you want to join us, toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. And if you want to reach people with the ideas of liberty, you can do it from the back of your car with libertystickers.com. You can reach thousands of people with a bumper sticker, and you know that people love to read them. So check out the vast selection of witty, poignant, pithy, and downright bombastic liberty-oriented messages at libertystickers.com. So, you know, Mark, you had suggested that this was a California thing, but earlier this week we were also talking about the colleges that are cracking down mm-hmm. on parties. That's happening all over the place. So they're actually going college safety officers, so the college cops, which aren't the same thing as like the regular cops, are now able to go off campus and bust up parties that are happening at off-campus housing
what?
As well. So they've been doing that.
That seems wrong.
There's a lot of this stuff happening, a lot of shaming, of course, going on of the organizers and the attendees at these parties. And so this is really sad. It's sad to see this happening.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, there's a bit of a difference if you sign up to go to college and, you know, their rules are you're not allowed to have a party and you sign on the dotted line and say, yeah, whatever, just let me go to college. I mean, you've signed a contract at mm-hmm. that point. Now, I'm not saying that I wouldn't participate, but I understand that at that point I'm violating a contract. I sure. have entered into a private governance situation, and I am willingly and probably with forethought, throwing a party against their rules.
So, right, so then the repercussion at that point should be, okay, you're no longer allowed to go to this college, not we're going to send yep. the agents of the state to your door, issue you a misdemeanor, and you're going to face $2,000 fine and a year in jail per offense.
That's a different we're talking about different situations now.
Okay.
Ian had mentioned college mm-hmm. students having college cops coming to their parties that were not at the college. And, I understand why you don't like the idea of that, because if a college cops showed up at your house while you were having a party, you'd be pretty grumpy. But you didn't sign a piece of paper like the college student did.
Well, somebody would argue that the guys in Hollywood Hills, they essentially signed an agreement when they moved there. They agreed to obey by all the government edicts and ordinances and statutes.
I
and
think
arbitrary.
There's an argument for it, sure. I mean, if you go to a place and, like, for instance, California, rated number 49 on Freedom of the 50 States, is the 40 is the second to least freest state, and they may have actually moved to 48th this year. But anyway, not exactly paradise.
Well,
from a human freedom standpoint.
It sounds like you're bringing up the social contract as an actual argument.
I don't think I am.
There's no argument there. It's total fantasy.
No, here's the reality, okay? The reality is that organizations calling themselves government.
Yeah, criminal gangs.
Right.
Criminal enterprise.
All right. Criminal enterprises mm-hmm. calling themselves governance rule nearly all of the land on the globe.
Sure.
And when you choose to go to one particular place, you're more or less likely to be in the crosshairs of this criminal gang. So, for instance, if you go to North Korea and you do some crazy antics, you may end up dead like that one kid did a couple of
sure.
years ago. It's sad.
Yep.
I don't support it. You won't find me defending North Korea.
Right.
But I will say that, you know, there's some places that are better to go than others.
California
has this lure. Mm-hmm. And people have to kind of, come to grips with it. On one hand, it's got this, hey, you know, the movie stars and, you know, this is how life is supposed to be and the weather's pretty good and all that. Mm. On the other hand, you know, we're one of the least free places in the world and saltwater intrusion's 25 miles into the water table. I mean, you know, people weren't meant to live there in the numbers that they do. And it's really shedding people for a reason.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. I mean, certainly you got to know when you go to a place what gang is there, the city of fill in the blank, and what it is that they will likely do to you. So being aware of that is a smart thing. But you're not saying that you agreed to anything when you moved to the place. That's the social contract theory, and that's BS.
In some cases, you do. So, for instance...
Only if you join, like, a deed-restricted neighborhood.
Now,
or an HOA or something.
Yeah. If you go to... Let's say you change countries, and you want to change, and you want to mm-hmm. become a resident, an official resident of a country.
Then you're agreeing to something.
You will actually sign a piece of paper that says that you'll obey all the laws.
Yeah, if you want to go for naturalization or something.
No one... could possibly know all the laws, but whatever, you'll sign a piece of paper like that. So these things, sorts of things do exist. You can pick up and move from one location to another location and then end up agreeing to something. Now, is that contract valid? I tend to think not, because who could possibly know all these... Wait. This says I know all the laws.
Well, I can tell you, it's never happened to me. I've never had anyone put anything in front of me about signing some sort of agreement.
You've only lived in the United States.
I know. I'm just saying, for most people... they don't go through that process.
Sure.
There is not a presentation of what the rules are in any given place, yeah. and it's all arbitrary anyway. So if you move to that place, you know, and you know what the rules were, let's say you did actually look at them, or try to look at them, because again, how could anyone sit down and actually read through the laws in Los Angeles, right. let alone all of California, whatever.
Try to read one page.
Yeah, you'll want to blow your brains out. unless you're that kind of person. Most people can't handle it. It's like reading a foreign language, and it basically is. So
you wish it was that. In a foreign language, you can dismiss it because you don't understand it. However, with legalese, you don't understand it. It is a foreign language. And they're not saying anything.
The words can be defined differently within legalese. They look like they're English, but they're actually a special language written by and for attorneys called legalese. So no one has ever presented me with such an agreement, nor would I want to put my name on that line if I was presented with it. But if I was forced to, well, then that's being done against my will. And so things like driver's licenses are what some people will point to. Oh, well, you got a driver's license. You agreed to the government. Like, well, no, that's done under duress, okay? So the only reason I got a license is because I know there are men with guns out there who will put me in a cage if they catch me driving around without one of those things.
So you're dancing around the issue. The state... or, you know, whatever government we're talking, whatever group of people calling themselves the government we're talking about, it claims all of the land. Mm-hmm. It claims it. Like, they say you own property, and that is BS.
Sure.
It's a fantasy, because if you own property, stop paying your property taxes and see what happens.
Sure.
You'll figure out real quick you're a renter.
Mm-hmm.
And secondly, they also, the United States government, in the form of an income tax, claims your labor. If you can claim someone's labor, you claim their body.
Oh,
so
yeah.
they have the entire globe and all the hairless monkeys on it. Plus, they licensed your dog.
Well, the reason they have it is because that seems to be what people want. It seems that people do want to be told what to do. It seems that people do not want to be free. Maybe they want freedom, but
some of them certainly do. But I think more than being told what to do, they want to tell other people what to do.
Yes. Yep. And so, therefore, they think government's totally fine, and they're happy with fighting over it and having the two sides fight forever for our entire lives and beyond, and pointless conflict that seemingly never ends. 855-450 frees the toll-free number. You can join us on the radio. This is Free Talk Live's live Saturday show.
Gut shaving irritation? Shave Secret shaving oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts? Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, HEB, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
You USA Radio News with Wendy King.
On the 15th anniversary of Hurricane Katrina, President Trump is visiting Louisiana to survey the damage that Hurricane Laura left behind.
Yesterday, I approved a major disaster declaration that helps individuals and business owners, which is a little bit different, but it goes right to the individual. And I've signed that already, and so you're all set to go on that. FEMA has delivered 2.6 million liters of water and 1.4 million meals.
He later arrived in Texas, where 16 deaths have been reported between both states. Democratic nominee Joe Biden spoke to members of the National Guard from his home in Wilmington, Delaware.
You do everything we ask of you. You place your communities and your country ahead of your personal comfort. And when the need arises, you leave your families and your jobs and drop everything when the call comes.
This is USA Radio News. The actor that brought the comic book hero Black Panther to life has died. USA Radio's Kenneth Burns reports.
Actor Chadwick Boseman lost a four-year battle with colon cancer. It started at stage 3 and then progressed to stage 4. In addition to earning worldwide acclaim as the superhero, Boseman also brought baseball legend Jackie Robinson to life in the film 42. The actor also had a viral moment when he hosted Saturday Night Live when he brought the leader of Wakanda into a Black Jeopardy sketch. Boseman was surrounded by his wife and family when he died. He was 43.
A 25-year-old Nevada man appears to be the first documented case of COVID-19 reinfection in the U.S. Researchers reported that a patient who tested positive with the virus in April, then tested negative twice afterwards, was reinfected with the virus in May. Researchers found both illnesses were two genetically distinct iterations of the same virus. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, and we're doing the live Saturday edition of the program, so you're invited. If you want to join us, you can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want. We're talking generally about the crackdown on parties that have been happening. People have been arrested in various different places, most recently out in California for throwing house parties with hundreds of attendees. Of course, there have been Sturgis. The bike festival happened recently with hundreds of thousands of attendees.
250,000.
Yeah, I read the numbers on infections, and I can't say what's related to Sturgis, but I remember that like 600 and something people who are residents of Sturgis, in many cases government employees because they were mandated, except for EMS workers. Don't ask me. Were tested and 23 came up positive. So it doesn't seem like it was too much of a super spreader event. But, you know, what do I know?
Yeah, so we're going to go to your phone calls and thoughts here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. The right to assemble being continually infringed upon in the COVID days.
Well, and this just seems like more of their crackdown on entertainment. And I'm very, very surprised that being California is the entertainment hub as far as content creation, movies, television shows.
Sure, but it's institutionalized entertainment. Entertainment that sheds, you know, sort of pre-approved and delivered to you on pre-approved systems. So you go ahead and make your own entertainment, that's a problem.
But they've still stopped producing content to
a lot of it, yeah.
Right? Like the videos or the television programs, movies that were in process had to be finished either through CGI or some sort of new method of not having people together frequently to finish shooting the scenes. There's a bunch of stuff that was in the works that has now been postponed indefinitely, right? So
I blame Carol Baskins.
Well, yeah.
We can continue, guys. So we're going to the phones first, though. We got Alex. He's in Myrtle Beach listening to WRNN on FM. Go ahead, Alex.
Thank you. Yeah, about the mask thing, I obviously live here in Myrtle Beach. Okay, I have to set the stage quickly.
Mm-hmm.
All right. My girlfriend is a school teacher. So we have been several, months ago watching the numbers. And I wear a mask. My parents and grandparents were Republicans. So I always wear a mask. Now, however, I live here in Myrtle Beach. Now, during the summer, the numbers spiked. They went up. And then the governor of West Virginia saying, well, don't go to Myrtle Beach. And I think someone from Pennsylvania, don't go to Myrtle Beach. But Myrtle Beach, people come here because it's the summer. That's what they do. Now, to get to the point quickly, I wear a mask. I do. I live here. And I ride around. I just been riding around today. And actually, after when it first came out, it shut down about 3 months ago. Things like spoke out a little quiet, slowed down. If you thought, I'd be honest, people just don't wear a mask here. It's Myrtle
Thank
Beach.
God.
And the numbers went down. The numbers right now, watch the numbers, it's called Horry County.
Hold on. You're saying people aren't wearing masks in Myrtle Beach and numbers are going down. Shocking.
Yes.
Who knew?
Yeah, I think some people have done some comparisons showing areas with and without masks and that, like, it basically means nothing.
Yeah, and this is Myrtle Beach. People come here, you really think someone's going to drive to Myrtle Beach. It's something called the Redneck Riviera, or whatever. But anyway,
sure.
These people are on Myrtle Beach during the summertime, and I got here. And I'll be honest, man, people just don't wear a mask, and it did spike the number. I'm talking percentages. I'm not a mathematician. However, I did, in college, took some college algebra and calculus. And I kind of looked at the looked at everybody. People just weren't wearing a mask. People were freaking out. Oh, my God, there's four people. Don't wear a mask on the beach.
Yeah, they were doing that in Florida. Some lawyer put on a death's cloak and had a sickle and was wandering around the beach, basically warning people that they're killing grandma. They're going to die and you know, whatever. And, you know, I know that
ridiculous.
Florida had an increase of cases at some point, but I doubt it had anything to do with the beach. Like, if you're out in the sunlight outside near salt water, I couldn't imagine a place that is more healthy.
Alex, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate your perspective from there in Myrtle Beach. Let's
Sun poisoning, maybe.
We've got Dan. He's on the line in California. Dan, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Well, mine kind of isn't about the mask thing, which is a big bunch of phony baloney to me, too.
Mm-hmm.
My thing is about this. I filed lawsuits to open up the Williamson Act Timber Production Zone gate in around McLeod, California. They adopted this Williamson Act where the public
that?
Is paying the property owner's taxes in trade for open space, which is hunting, fishing, camping, and other outdoor pursuits. And I filed against, they threw my cases out, and I filed against the county for what they did. And
so let me just follow you here. You're saying that this act is essentially a subsidy for people who are willing to open up their land, and that covers their property taxes for them if they open it up to various different outdoor activities?
Yes, yes, and I also download. I have their conservation easement. It's a conservation easement.
And is it that you want to overturn this program and make it so these people have to pay taxes on the land that they're letting people use?
Or open the gates?
What gates?
They got it all locked down. They gave me a criminal trespassing
ticket. Oh, okay. So they locked it down after COVID. Is what you're saying?
No, before COVID.
Okay. What did they lock it down for?
So what you're saying is these people are getting subsidies.
A tax break.
To supposedly open their land, but they're not opening the land?
Yes, and I filed against them in the court, and the courts illegally made me and my Vietnam veteran war hero, Jim Troutman, refile our cause of action every time we came back to court and had skilled technician attorneys throw our cases out because we were doing what they told us, changing that. Mm. And now they've false arrested me when I went to court because I turned them into the IRS for conspiring with these large property owners.
Wow, it sounds like you've definitely stumbled across yet another scam. And thank you for the call tonight, Dan, involving government and their cronies. People who are connected with these government goons get all kinds of benefits, and everybody else gets screwed. You're supposed to open their land up. You're supposed to open their land. They get tax breaks for doing that, and now they're not opening the land, and they're still getting the tax breaks. So that's quite a scam.
So,
thanks, Dan.
The program itself sounds like a good thing.
It sounds like a good idea.
Right.
Yeah,
if you're going to let people, camp, hunt, and fish and whatever on your land, then in exchange you don't have to pay property taxes on that land. That sounds like a good deal to me. I understand some people want people to pay more taxes, that way they have to pay less. But that is a service, and they're not going to do it if they don't get some kind of compensation for it. Because, reasons. So you got to give them something for it. So that sounds like a good thing. However, if it's some kind of conspiracy in order to just get a tax break and not provide those services, that's a different story.
Yeah. Let's continue. Robert's in Charleston, South Carolina, listening to WTMA. Robert, go ahead.
Okay. I have about three different things. I'll start with the first one. In Germany, if you come from a foreign country and the laws are different, then you break the law, not realizing that the laws are different than they are in your home country. I mean, in Germany than they are in your home country. There's a provision in the law where they won't prosecute you. It happened with somebody who came from, I think, some little country like Benin or something like that. Don't quote me on that, but some little country in Africa where the telephone service at that time was free, actually. So anyhow, he came to Germany and ran up a huge telephone bill calling mostly to Africa. Hmm. And in any case, the police actually arrested him. They didn't know about that provision in the law, because it's used very, very, very rarely, because most people don't even know about it. And so anyhow, he came into court, and his attorney used that provision in the law, and he was just found innocent and released. They were in shock. But I think the other part of it, Germany is very, very considerate and thoughtful. On the other hand,
at times they haven't been, but that sounds like a decent.
Those times are done.
Yeah, that sounds like a decent little excuse for, I think, a lot of people. I would like for more people to find out about that.
Maybe I shouldn't have mentioned it. Maybe a lot of people will go to Germany and start doing things like that.
Run up the phone bill.
They're going to have to prove that they don't, that they didn't have to pay for phone bills where they came from. They have to prove ignorance, and that's going to be a little more difficult for most people listening.
Thank you for the call tonight, Robert.
No, I find most people ignorant.
Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You can bring up anything that's on your mind. Van Morrison apparently is on the attack against lockdowns.
Brown-eyed girls.
Him and his brown-eyed girl.
We will get into that coming up here in moments. Captain, you've got the story, and you can, of course, take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more. That's mysolarbackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. mysolarbackup.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine?
It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll free. Bring up whatever you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call in line rooms. Join us there. You'll sound like you're sitting here in the studio with us tonight. You've got Ian,
the captain,
and Mark.
The Discord lines are over at our Discord server, which you can visit at Discord.
They're chatting away in there.
They are. Discord.lrn.fm. So check that out. And also check out liberty.menu if you're an individual who rejects the initiation of force and agrees to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. You really need to go and put your voluntarist ideas into action at liberty.menu. You can list the business that you have, or if you got more than one business, list them all. Digital content you're the creator of, or an event that you might be an organizer or promoter for, you can list all of those things so other freedom-loving folks can find them and find you and maybe be your new customer. Liberty.menu will get you over there, and the site's free, so please enjoy that. There are some minor upgrades that you can purchase if you would like, but we can't give you a discount because this site, again, is free. You can use code FTL, though, and get a special Free Talk Live listener badge at liberty.menu. As we continue here, we've been talking about the targeting of folks who are just having a good time. People want to get together with other people. Hey, that's a shock. You think that's maybe something that people need at some level, is to be together with other people?
Yeah,
what do you think happens if you separate people from each other?
Oh, there's been studies. A study has shown, right, isolation from other people drives people insane.
Yes, it's considered torture.
Literally, yeah.
And now that's the new normal.
Imagine being single during all of this and following the rules. I mean, must have been insane.
Like not being able to like meet
and living
people
in a city
or whatever.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the other thing is, even if you didn't want to follow the rules and you were single living in a city, good luck finding someone else who doesn't want to follow the rules. Because
yeah.
if you're in a city, I mean, we've heard from some of our listeners who are in places like Philadelphia, these big urban centers. We've got callers regularly from Indianapolis.
Mm-hmm.
You know, things are locked down.
Yeah.
There's plywood boards over the windows and doors at what few businesses are actually open. You can't go out and, in a lot of cases, go anywhere on any kind of a date, but let alone the compliance rate amongst the, like, the mask-wearing folks is incredibly high within cities.
Oh, yeah.
And so, seriously, I am on a couple of dating apps, and it's not uncommon now for women to literally be wearing masks in their dating app photos.
Oh, I'm so, like, particularly when it comes to the social media known as Facebook,
mm-hmm.
where people post up a picture of their face while wearing a mask.
Yeah.
Hey, what the hell is wrong with you?
Well,
it's not called Mask Book.
They're showing their compliance.
Like it's horrible enough that, you know, I mean, some people probably need the mask, but that's just from a perspective of, oh, I think you're ugly, or, oh, I don't, you know what I mean, that kind of a thing.
Yeah.
You know, attraction is a personal thing. But, like, outside of that, I don't understand. It's not called Mask Book. It's called Facebook.
Yeah.
And particularly for, like, dating apps, there's no danger in showing your face.
Right.
And, in fact, like, I mean, if you, I mean, unless you're fugly, right,
yeah.
you probably want to show your face to get more dates, right? That's the point.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't remember. Heard somebody telling the story that somebody coughed in their Zoom meeting and somebody left the meeting because of it.
That's silly.
It's silly.
Yeah.
And back to the bit about, well, all of this, my point earlier was going to be that the thing that isn't talked about, except for, it seems, when I bring it up on this show, is that government has effectively shut down entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And this is something, culture, right? Music, theater, live performance of any kind of art thing, dance, right?
Yeah.
All that stuff, gone. Done.
It's even hard, I think, for people to find things like, you know, yoga classes or jujitsu, for instance. You know, you can't get out there and...
If you're concerned about a global pandemic, then you probably shouldn't get on a mat and get sweaty with some other...
I'm talking about
person.
People who aren't concerned.
I know.
Okay.
Well, it's getting easier to do that now, but it was hard for a while.
It depends on where you are. Again, Mark, you can't just say it's easier because it's easier where you are from. In some places, it's actually getting harder. In some places in the United States, there are more restrictions
coming in. Where are they
locking
down more now than they were?
California is one of them.
Not
New Jersey,
more.
I think, is another.
But California
one.
Was locked down anyway.
No, dude. They undid some restrictions
right.
this summer, and then they ramped them back up
yeah.
again.
To where they were.
Or worse.
They went, psych.
Yeah.
Sorry.
So, yeah. It's not getting better in a lot of places. Anyway.
Now, whenever I bring this up to, we'll say, a normal person, a person who is
the masking,
the fact that government has ended entertainment.
Oh, that
right,
okay.
So like just somebody I meet at, you know, a bar, restaurant, or something like that.
Right,
there, it's almost as if they've been scripted. They're doing things, right? There's things going on. You can go to this drive-in concert, and so yes, these things are going on, but they're A, not profitable. B, unsustainable. C, you've put, I mean, every musician that has toured the United States, all the tours were canceled. All of them. Rock and roll is dead.
Every job associated with that
done.
Tour, over.
Yeah.
All the roadies.
The venues are closing. Right. The
promoters.
I saw a GoFundMe page or something, one of these,
mm-hmm.
you know, raise some money for, like, the roadies, right? The technicians, right? The sound guys and
we're
the people
out of beer,
the stage hands and all that kind of stuff. Because guess what? They've had no work since February.
Right.
So.
What's Van Morrison have to say about it?
Well, Van Morrison, this article is from TheGuardian.com, he blasts COVID gig limits as pseudoscience. He says he calls for live music to challenge social distancing rules.
Yes.
And he faces fan backlash, apparently.
Good.
He denounced the supposed pseudoscience around coronavirus and is attempting to rally musicians in a campaign to restore live music concerts with full capacity audiences. Can I get
Amazing.
A round of applause, please?
Yeah.
Oh, my. I mean, this is the first musician of any sort of popularity I'm aware of that has said, no, we got to bring this back, guys.
Yeah.
We're losing our culture.
You're losing your music. which is one of the most important things. I mean, it brings people together.
Yeah. The 74-year-old Northern Irish singer launched a campaign to, quote, save live music, unquote, on his website, saying socially distanced gigs were not economically viable.
They're also dumb.
He says, I call on my fellow singers, musicians, writers, producers, promoters, and others in the industry to fight with me on this. Come forward, stand up, fight the pseudoscience, and speak up, he said.
You're right. They are lame.
They are lame.
Well, I mean, things can change in the world, and preferences can change.
They will always change.
But I would say this, is we don't have a society built for people being distanced by 6 feet. Church pews, mm-hmm. Venue, seats, I mean...
City buses.
Yeah, it just keeps on going, and it's as far as it goes, I mean, the idea is to get as many butts into whatever the venue is as possible,
yeah.
And so they have to, you know, they pack people in tight, and I think the reasons they do it is in part to make it more exciting.
Yeah, I mean, you don't want to be in an empty theater. I mean, to some extent, it's nice if you're going into a movie theater and you're the only people in there. You get the whole theater to yourself, and you don't want crying babies or whatever. But there's also something about seeing a movie with a large group of people. The laughter is more infectious. There's a different feel to it.
As a guy who played in the city of Seattle many gigs, there's nothing worse than playing a gig in an incredibly large venue that holds, 600 people, and like 25 people show up, right? Now, that same gig at a much smaller venue, those same 25 people show
up. Have energy.
It's a party.
Yep.
You know what I mean? So, like, it is, yes, the closeness is a factor,
right?
And you want to have the appropriate venue for the appropriate number of people, and if you don't get that, it's going to suck.
Yep.
So...
True.
Morrison is due to play socially distanced gigs in England next month, but he said this did not signify agreement with restrictions to curb the COVID-19 pandemic.
He's just trying to get a gig.
Yeah, he's just a working musician.
Right. Quote, this is not a sign of compliance or acceptance of the current state of affairs. This is to get my band up and running and out of the doldrums. This is also not the answer going forward. We need to be playing to full capacity audiences going forward. Unquote.
Absolutely.
The Brown Eyed Girls songwriter said that Andrew Lloyd Webber appeared to be the only other person in the music business trying to get it back up and running. I'm not familiar with who Andrew Lloyd
is. I know the name.
Composer, isn't he?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Or pianist or something like that?
Yeah. So, again, I am so surprised. I mean, I'm so glad to see that somebody in the music industry is doing
refreshing.
This. But I'm so surprised that the other forms of art, that there aren't some, you know, theater buffs, some movie people who are also feeling this same way that aren't speaking out. It's so surprising to me.
Well, as you said, there are some people who are not so happy with him over this, and he's old enough and probably to the point where he just doesn't care.
He's 74.
Yeah. 855-450-FREE. We can talk about that and take your calls coming up here. Hour 2's next. You can join us. This is Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? You kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the stakes. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy, just put it on your finger and go. I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but
that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.